In the absence of any action being taken by the ANC to address the crisis of illegal land grabs, the DA will this week submit to Parliament a private member's amendment bill to the Prevention of Illegal Evictions Act. The DA has always been at the forefront of protecting property owners' rights, whilst ensuring that the poorest and most vulnerable in our society are cared for by the state within its available resources. The issue of illegal land grabs has now become a major crisis across South Africa, placing a huge financial and logistical burden on all major municipalities, as well as many private property owners. The unlawful occupation of land also leads to severe dysfunctionality in cities, including the obstruction of sewage infrastructure and access for upgrading, the pollution of waterways, safety hazards due to illegal electricity connections, the loss of rail reserves for trains to run safely, and a loss of investment and value for property owners. A shortage of amenities like clinics, schools, and community centres close to invaded land places immense pressure on municipalities and surrounding communities. In terms of the current law, where eviction orders are granted on both private and public property, government is often required to provide permanent accommodation to land and property grabbers who have been in illegal occupation for longer than 6 months. This deprives law-abiding South Africans who are patiently waiting on the housing list of their opportunities. The only way that we are going to guard against the mounting crisis of land invasions and the illegal occupation of private property, whilst at the same time safeguarding the rights of our poorest citizens, is to now amend the existing act. I'm Emma Louise Powell, the DA's Shadow Minister for Human Settlements.